Blog Talk Radio.
Are you almost done, Trish? What? Wait a second, I gotta get this fixed.
Thank you. have reached Tim, Trish, and Conrad at the sound of the
Thank you. You're listening to Mike Leonard on K. Tonight's topic is how to succeed, how to be a successful musician. Time for independent artists to position themselves for success in today's music industry, but how can you give yourself a better chance of standing out from the crowd? Okay, we're going to go through about six of them, but phone lines are open right now, and we're going to start off tonight with A Bad Girl on KCEG. Anna Marie.
Oh, you're not right. We're having for the bad girl. I am a thousand miles.
That's Ed Service, Sea of Misery on KCG Radio. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, number one, connect with fans. Building a strong relationship with your fans is critical to your success as an independent musician. To sustain and grow your fan base, you'll need to connect with the listeners both online and in person. Playing live as often as possible and in plenty of different venues and locations, a killer live show is a great way to win over new fans and keep your current ones happy. Make a great impression on stage and make sure the audience remembers you. Connecting with your fans online is also a key. Not only should you regularly post interesting, exciting, and maybe even funny content on your Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram profiles, but also reply to and interact with anyone who mentions you in their tweets and posts. If someone compliments your track, thank them. Okay, right now we're going to get back on. We're going to play one from JC and Company coming up next for you on Mike Leonard Show.
Hi, Mike. This is Jennifer Malott calling for the show. Hopefully you get this soon, but hope to talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hi, Mike. This is Jennifer Malott calling for the KCBG Radio Top Music Top 30. Sorry I missed you. Hopefully we can talk again some other time. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Unsigned artist, 24 hours a day on KCG Radio. And tonight's show is sponsored by...
This is JC from JC and Company. You're listening to KCG Radio, home of the unsigned artist.
Wow. Tonight's show is sponsored by Sarad. So thanks, Adi and Rod. Hello. You reached KCG Radio. Oh, I guess the lines are just ringing and ringing. We're not answering them, I bet, huh? Okay, JC and Company, I'll get along without you on KCG. Tonight's show is sponsored by Sarad. So thanks, Adi and Rod. Hello. You reached KCG Radio. Oh, I guess the line is the right there, huh? Hey, JC and Company, I'll get along without you at KCG.
I'll get along.
And For the Flame on KCG. And if you've never seen that video on YouTube, check it out, Kayla Woodson. And it's a pretty, pretty cool video, so check it out. Okay, right now we're at 2. Play to your strengths. Know your strengths and focus on them. It's all well and good being able to write a great song and release it online, but there are plenty of other ways to boost your music career and earn money doing it. I'd like to see that. Nobody I've talked to actually has made money. If stage presence is your strong suit, you could try and secure a local venue. A regular gig slot puts your music in front of new people every week and earns you extra cash to fund your career. If you got a creative mind and know your way around a camera and editing software, why not focus on making original music videos? If they're awesome enough, they could go viral. Okay, we're just doing a little steps. If you guys have any questions or want to give your opinions, give us a call. You know the number. It's up on the site. Okay, here's another one. Here's one. We're playing kind of some strange music tonight, probably, you're thinking. But tonight, we're going to push this Benny Pitt singer, This is the Aging Troubadour on KCG.
The young boy straps on his guitar, walks up to the mic. Give your opinion. His friends out on the dance floor stare with envy in their eyes. He sounds a little shaky for the first few words or so, till he looks down at his girlfriend. Her eyes are all aglow. The boys all clapped and whistled as the girls cried out for more. And in the gym that night, the boy became a budding troubadour. Some folks are born to stay at home, some meant to roam around. Some born to build tall buildings while others tear them down. Some make a lot of money, some destined to be poor. But no doubt that boy was born to be a singing troubadour. The bar was full of cowboys, all pounding back the beer. He wonders if they came to drink or if they came to hear. He didn't play much country, no, mostly rock and roll, with a few slow dances in the mix and just a little soul. But the crowd all seemed to like him, especially all the girls. He courted them with every song, the handsome troubadour. Some folks were born to sail the sea, some meant to till the land. Some people don't do anything, most do the best they can. Some work in fancy offices, while others toil outdoors. But that young man was born to be a singing troubadour. Getting younger, and the nights are oh so long. The young ones don't remember even half the old man's songs. Some stay and listen for a while, some walk back out the door. But he just keeps right on playing like he's always done before. His back is tired, his voice is gone, his fingers getting sore. But he just keeps right on playing the old aging troubadour. The night is finally over, and the crowd heads for the door. He's taking down the speakers and rolling up the cords. Some strangers walk up to him, say how much they love the show. It's then he's glad that he was born a singing troubadour. Yes, I am glad I was born to be a singing troubadour.
without the blistering pain, sighing how I might get back in my cradle. High on the mountain, I can hear the marching drum. I can hear her heartbeat thump. The wicked witch, she give me some of that same old, same old.
Celebration Army with Flipside on KCG. That song's been pretty popular and pretty good song. Hey, nobody wants to call in today and talk a little bit? Give us a call. Number is on the website. Okay, brand identity and awareness. I don't think this is really a good topic for tonight, is it? Because nobody seems to really say nothing on chat or anything. Okay, get yourself some eye-catching graphics that you can use across all your promotional material, from your website and social media accounts to your posters, flyers, business cards, t-shirts, coffee mugs, mouse mats, and more. Creating amazing graphics is easy for if you're a Photoshop or Illustrator Pro, but if you're not, and or you don't know your crop from your clone stamp, you'd be better off hiring an experienced graphic designer. Okay, well, a strong identity can help to develop a strong brand awareness. You want your logos and branding to become instantly recognizable. And if they look cool, people will be more willing to buy your band's t-shirts when they're browsing your merchandise. Okay, well, I guess that's a little bit about branding. We got right now, tonight's show is sponsored by Sarod, so thanks a lot, Adi and Rod. And right now we're going to play one of Gary Nelson's newest songs.
Hi, this is Gary Nelson, singer-songwriter from the Midwest, and I want to thank you for Radio for playing my music and for all those unsigned artists out there that you support. So you're listening to KCEG Radio playing Gary Nelson music. Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you.
make sense. Why'd he calling you when he's got a girlfriend? Now tell me that you're cheating. Well, whatever it is, I don't care what he says. You're better than this.
Dinner over at over here in Garrison, Wisconsin, or North Dakota. So everybody's welcome to come out here. We're going to have a donkey meet, and Ed Service has actually donated the donkey to us. So everybody, bring out your band, and let's have a heck of a Saturday Sunday. We'll just jam all weekend. Okay, we'll have enough bands to just keep playing 24/7. Hey, number four is stop waiting for a record label. No one is going to knock on your door with a golden ticket, and no one is going to do the hard work for you. Don't assume that major labels know the secrets of the industry or that signing a record deal is even a good idea. Many musicians who sign to a major record label never actually end up releasing music, and labels can drop an artist as quickly as they sign them. As you probably know from that gray-haired guy on American Idol, I got a little too big for his britches, and the record label just dropped him real quick. So, okay, well, nowadays major labels hardly ever sign an artist without a successful independent career behind them. So concentrate on doing your own thing, and don't worry about chasing a big money deal. Okay. Well, we don't have any calls, but nobody's talking on the chat except Eddie. Okay, if you guys want to play a prank on somebody, we got 20 minutes. I'll make the call. You guys can prank them, okay? Okay, well, we'll wait. We got Joe Pops coming up right now on KCG. Oh, Jennifer Malott. I hit the wrong button.
Hi, this is Joe Pops Bredo, and you're listening to KCEG Radio, your home for indie music from some of the best unsigned artists from around the world. So turn it up and enjoy.
About me, 'cause I'm your only friend. Trust in me, yeah, can't you see I wanna be your brother? Leave it to me, 'cause I'm gonna be your designated brother.
On KCG with Designated Brother. Well, we could use a few of them around here, huh? Okay, number six, work hard and stay focused. This might sound controversial. Well, that didn't sound right. But you shouldn't have a plan. You shouldn't have a plan B. Having a plan B can distract you from plan A. And if you start doubting that your plan is going to work, then it probably won't. Well, that's enough for that tonight. That wasn't a very good topic of the night, I don't think, was it? But, well, I guess if you guys have a different topic, feel free to let us know. We'll try to figure out what we can say. But right now, we're going to pick it up a little bit. Phone lines are open now for a few more minutes. And tonight's show is sponsored by Sirad. We're going to play a little Kill for Eden on KCG. Thank you.
that it won't last. Things can only get better. Well, I keep on waiting patiently for the sun to come over.
You're listening to the Mike Leonard Show on KCG Radio. I'm Mike Leonard, and we got a couple more songs we're going to play, but we're going to let you know that Friday we're going to have another show with Diane Mink, so make sure you stick around for that on Friday. And let's see, and we got some more music from Diane Mink coming on real shortly, and we got one from Kevin Walsh coming on. So, hey, got some more music. We got another one that's sent off today. No promo, no tag, so that was deleted. So apologize, but, you know, we can't go through all that if you can't. Okay, well, right now we're going to play The Last Thing You Remember, Hey, Mr. Officer, on KCG. I love this one.
Hey, Mr. Officer, how are you today? It's not your fault, it's how you were trained. Always see the enemy, and never, ever, ever trust me. Whatever happened to protecting, sir? Well, I hope I'm not getting on your nerves. Hey, Mr. Officer, how are you today? Did you have to take my life away? Hey, Mr. Officer, how are you today? I never thought it could end this way. All I wanted was to go to the store, but I guess you had something more. What's that, sir? You need my ID. Give me a second now, let me see. What's that pain shooting up my side? Now I'm on the ground asking you why. Hey, Mr. Officer, how are you today? It's not your fault, it's how you were trained. Always see the enemy and never trust me. What has happened to protecting, sir? Well, I hope I'm not getting on your nerves. Hey, Mr. Officer, how are you today? Or did you have to take my life away? Hey, Mr. Officer, how are you today? I crashed my car about a mile away. I went to a house looking for some help, but I guess I should have kept it myself. The woman inside, she must have been scared. I don't know why I had my hands in the air. You're saying that